We're live on air, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, shush.
You're supposed to be here, you said.
Oh, shit, it's you, Michael. Hello. I didn't recognise all the way over the other side of the studio. Here, sit down.
I can't. I'm
and don't spit
other,
on... You're looking
other
for...
Glasses.
Your other glasses. Hi, guys. Hemp Show here. 110% alive, well, and with you.
Are we what?
Are we what? How are you, Michael? Don't we sound good in here?
How's this sound? The Australian Yandy Awards. First annual. Ooh, I'm liking the sound of that.
How about?
Our man's working on it.
How about the Australian Professional Yandy Awards?
Yeah, get professional makes me feel...
I thought the whole trip was it was going to have qualified... professional style judging. It was going to have people who actually know.
Yeah, that's the strange. Yandy Awards, mate.
Yeah, okay.
What's the word professional come from, you reckon?
Having a profession. Having a profession.
Profession.
No, not professor. Having a profession. Having a trade. A profession was an uppity name for trade. It was once you were getting enough money, you could stop calling yourself a tradesman and start calling yourself a professional.
Come from pro and fess. Smart ass. It does. It's all early Latin, mate. We will have the Aussie Yandy Awards.
That was this morning's Latin lesson, and we'll move right on.
A couple of months after Mardi Gras, everyone gets plenty of room and time to do slow drying techniques and whatever.
Oh, right. It's going to be later in the year, isn't it? So that everyone's had a chance to store and mature and really bring the best. Out of the, I'm surprised. Is it outdoor
show.
Only?
You guys have got a huge show. You
we have a monster
those
show.
TV shows.
Yeah.
Well, what have we got for you here tonight? We've got.
Okay. What have we got here for
we
you tonight?
We've got the first. Actually, can't we?
Go.
You
can do it.
We're often first on this show.
Go.
What drugs did Mark Latham take last night? Well, okay. Mate.
Are we having a competition? Are we having a competition for that?
No one will possibly.
It's really difficult here in Studio 2 here. It's difficult because there is no convenient telephone nearby. I think you're going to have to phone 279 and we'll have to.
And send a fax.
Can you just open this door here, Michael, so we can. Okay. Well, once we start by. Yeah, we'll be able to hear that little phone just outside there. There's one just. That's it. Just like that. Okay, because we're going to have a giveaway here.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
If anyone can guess
I've got a giveaway.
He had with Andrew Denton before the interview.
Okay. And what they'll get as a prize. I've got a big prize. Okay. And I've got a big prize. I've actually got a big prize to give
Did
away.
Did you see the interview?
No, I haven't got a television set.
That's good.
I don't watch television.
That's good.
I'm sorry. I missed out. Okay. But what I've got...
There's people in Australia without TVs,
yeah,
you said.
I'm one of the few.
I didn't realise.
Okay. I've got a family pass.
The more important bit is, what is it into? Family pass.
I've got a family pass to a play. Hang on.
Yeah. Oh, that's getting... Everyone's very excited now.
I know. Okay.
Where's the play?
Lismore.
When?
Next Thursday.
What's it called?
It's called The Prospectors.
What's it about?
Mateship, gold...
Gold diggers.
Mateship, gold, identity and democracy. It's about life on the goldfields during the Eureka Stockade.
Oh, great.
Down your way.
Dunstan in it?
No. Oh. It's the Monkey Bass Theatre Company.
Oh,
Monkey
very
Bass.
Good. And you've got a free family pass.
I've got a free family
That's
pass.
Punishment,
They're
right?
worth $50, actually.
That's
family
nearly
pass.
Punishment.
Now, but the whole thing is that do you know what drugs Mark Latham was on last night so that you can actually decide who the winner is?
Well, I figure he's dobbing everyone in. We can really dob him in.
Okay, so if you know...
Dobbing Andrew in. He might lose his job.
I don't know.
Denton.
Yeah.
Well, we all know Denton. So, racist connection.
Okay.
Mate.
So I guess the way... How's this going to work? Do people phone up and they tell us what they think he was on and we collect all their answers when the right answer comes in?
Well, look, all the buzzers are going off out there now. The switchboard's fully flat out.
Okay, so we better leave it for the time being. I wouldn't phone up right now because the switchboard's clogged.
Harassment.
Hey, perhaps we'll have to think of a better question. We don't know the answer to that one. Or do you really know the answer?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. Clearly it's Hygie. It's definitely Hygie. He's gone introverted. He's sulking. He's whinging. He's built up a big wall and gone fully defensive. And he's gone into that state of mind I know really quite well, which is, He gives a fucking fuck everybody. They're all stuffed anyway.
Is that how you think sometimes?
I reckon that's how he... I know that state, and I see it quite regularly. People fall into that little hole in Nimbin regularly. He looked like that to me. He looked like, you know, stuff everyone. Stuff you all.
He didn't look well, did he?
He looked very bitter.
Yeah, so you reckon, he was just on a straight bucket bong or two of Hodge?
Yeah, no, it's Hygie. Hygie does that.
Yeah, but they do like the bucket bombs in Liverpool.
Hygie puts cement in the wall, the bricks in the wall you build around yourself.
Okay.
Locks you in, mate.
That's a very, very deep sort of thing. Hygie puts the cement in the bricks of the wall you build around yourself. I'm going to play this 1 minute and 25 second piece. We'll be right back.
I'll unwrap my news of the week. Okay. The plastic bag made it this week.
So much.
If you like it, buy it. If you don't like it,
no, I don't think so.
Just look, you know.
I don't.
Just look.
I don't think I want any hashish.
What you want?
I don't think so. What else do you sell?
Opium.
Opium?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Smack.
What?
Smack. Cocaine.
Smack cocaine? Yeah. So you have hashish, opium, smack,
opium.
Cocaine. And what else do you have?
Change money.
Change money?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I am meeting someone.
Just 1 minute is my son.
Yes, but I have to meet someone. I may miss them.
Don't do it. What are you interesting for?
What am I interesting in? I am meeting someone.
No, what are you interesting for? Go.
What am I interesting in?
Yeah.
Oh. Silence and tranquility.
Silence and tranquility.
Silence and tranquility.
That's very expensive.
That's very expensive?
Yeah.
Is it? Do you sell silence and tranquility?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, and how much do you charge for silence and tranquility?
White powder, yeah.
What?
White powder.
White powder?
Yeah.
This gives you silence and tranquility?
Yeah.
And what do you call the white powder?
That's silence and tranquility.
Okay, we'll get back to that.
Who was that?
Who was that? That was a secret.
That was outside the New Delhi corner.
That was Charles Foskett.
Very nice.
That was Charles Foskett.
Very nice. Top of the pops.
Top of the pops, yeah. Yeah. It's a bit of a... So, what drug do you call silence and tranquility? The white powder. The silence, the tranquility.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk drug news.
All right.
What do you got? Have you got the cookie one? The cookie
what
monster?
The cookie one.
A cookie?
No.
Haven't you got the cookies?
Maybe. I haven't even read all
You haven't got the cookies.
But a beer?
No.
Beer is drug news.
No, I've got the
A German brewer has concocted what he says is the world's strongest beer with an alcohol content of 25.4% served in a shot glass. Everyone who has tried it and survived, no, he didn't say, is very enthusiastic. It tastes like a quirky mixture of beer and sherry. He said his beer fermented for 12 weeks to achieve the content. People will only be able to drink two or three glasses, otherwise they will drop like flies, he said.
Flies after the spray of Mortine. No, I'm talking cookies, candy. Don't you know anything about chronic candy?
No, but I
chronic
did hear
candy.
Someone got busted with cookies with the police using the cameras.
Someone got...
First I've heard.
What I heard was someone got busted for cookies... And the police said to the person that they'd busted with cookies, we've been watching you on the camera.
So that's a more truthful account of the same story I said. That's right, they said they may not have really used the cameras. They may have just said they used the cameras.
Well, that's exactly right. They may have been trying to bolster their image of invincibility by insinuating that they actually do sit up there uselessly monitoring these cameras, wasting taxpayers' money, and while there is violence still occurring in the streets, people are hospitalised and they say, sorry, there's no evidence. Yeah. That would happen just
anyway,
in the last week.
Anyway, they did say they can't use the footage as evidence, but we can certainly watch you, suss what you're up to, and come down here dressed like a granny in a wheelchair.
Whatever.
And get ya.
I was speaking about chronic candy before you got sidetracked.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tell me about the chronic candy.
Chronic candy.
Is this a new drug?
Well, maybe.
Yep.
That's the whole point. That is the whole point. The US as US politicians crack down on the sale of marijuana-flavored lollipops, another debate is raging between their manufacturers and hemp product advocates over what is actually in the candy. Now, hemp advocates say that the candy makers aren't being honest about what's in their confection and that publicity is hurting the sale of legal hemp products made from a variety of the cannabis plant. California-based Chronic Candy advertises that every lick of its candy is, and I quote them, like taking a hit, unquote. Like taking a hit.
Happening.
Every lick of the candy.
It's happening.
The company, though, says that the candies contain only hemp oil, a common ingredient in health food, beauty supplies, and other household products. There's nothing illegal in our ingredients, and they are the ingredients that are in most hard candy in the United States, said Tom Durkin, a Chicago lawyer who represents California-based Chronic Candy. Though they have no proof, hemp advocates maintain the candies contain cannabis flower essential oil, which they say is distilled from the flowers of the cannabis plant. That, they say, is illegal. Rusty pain. I don't believe it. Broken pain. Rusty nail. Rusty Payne, a spokesman for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, or as we like to call them, the DEA, said cannabis flower essential oil would be illegal if it contains tetrahydrocannabinoid, or THC, which is the illegal substance in marijuana, but he did not know whether Chronic Candies did. Payne said the DEA would probably test the lollipops in the future. You see, there's actually this huge uproar, and there's all these politicians demanding that cannabis-flavoured lollies be withdrawn from the market immediately.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hundreds of lollies apparently off the shelves now.
Yeah, yeah. Hemp oil has a nutty flavour. So I was actually talking about this up the street there with people who have actually eaten, like, cannabis foods. The legal ones that you can buy out there, as to how they taste. Hemp oil has a nutty flavour, said Adam Eidinger, spokesman for Vote Hemp, an advocacy arm of the hemp industry. It tastes nothing like these lollipops, he said. These lollipops taste and smell like marijuana. Now, hemp has only a trace of THC, he said. It cannot be legally grown in the United States without a permit from the DEA. While the debate over the lollipop's ingredients continues, states and other cities across the country already are acting. Chicago City Council and Suffolk County, New York, both have passed laws banning the sale of marijuana-flavored candies. Politicians in Michigan, New Jersey, and New York have also introduced legislation to ban or control the candies. Durkin said the lollipops were geared towards adults and the company had never intentionally targeted children.
Oh, yeah.
It begs the question, doesn't it, Michael? It begs the question. A, this company is illegally distilling oil from the heads and inserting it into their candies, right? So that their candies actually
Where's the factory?
California. It's probably how they're getting rid of all the old medical hemp, medical cannabis.
Your basement in the cop shop.
Anyway, whatever. The first thing is that they're
putting... Could have been the Canadian government supply.
Yes, they're putting the bad stuff, the good stuff, as far as we're concerned. They're putting the real stuff, the real McCoy, into their chronic candies, and you do get a hit with every lick.
Mm.
Or B, and the more disturbing question for me, is that if they don't do this, then one of the major essence manufacturers on this planet, either Harrison Sons, or there's a big German mob or Swiss mob, and there's about two or three companies...
Coffee.
Now, they make all the flavours in the world.
Yeah.
They have spent the money...
Got the cannabis flavour, son.
...to get an artificial marijuana flavour. Now, if they've got an artificial marijuana flavour, once again, it begs the question, where did they get the original stuff from to get their base from which to work? Someone must have been breaking the law.
Worked it out there.
Oh, right. Yeah, they got some Dutch people.
That's
to
what
manu-
they say. They
Maybe they
that.
Did.
They've all got little offices in Amsterdam.
Yeah, they've all got offices in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
So much for that. Anyway, cannabis cookies, chronic cookies, soon to be banned all over the world. If you can possibly import some now, get them quickly. They're probably really shit. I mean, they're just those hard candies, you know. You suck them for a while, they end up with a hole on one side, your tongue gets lacerated. You know how they go. American candies are much too sweet anyway.
Melt them down and shoot them up.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
Anyway, the proof has finally come out about Howard.
Are
you working for Howard trying to stop me read this story?
I am.
I thought you might.
I'm getting a fortune from Howard. I get about $300 a fortnight.
Chicken George has been into the Telegraph joking the Joker, hereby known as on the NIM FM, Hemp FM. What show is this?
NIM FM. Hemp show.
The Joker has given me a couple of great cuttings, including proof of what I've been telling everyone for months, Howard and his secret bong sessions on his plane. Read this. Three elite RAAF, this is from the Telegraph this week. Three elite RAAF aircrew responsible for flying the Queen. Oh, that was good, Bob. You took the hydro thing off. The Queen, the Prime Minister and other dignitaries around the country have been busted for drug use and a fourth sacked for refusing the test. One of the four is reportedly a pilot. Three have been kicked out of the Air Force and the future of the fourth hangs by a thread. All belong to the RAF's Canberra-based VIP squadron charged with flying the government's jets around. As well as the Queen and Johnny, three small Canadair jets, they're bringing in that Mark Emery buds. Defence has kept the identities of those involved secret, saying only that a junior and two junior non-commissioned officers were involved and the drugs used were recreational. According to well-placed sources, military police were tiffed off about the drug use in the VIP squadron in the air above Canberra with Howard and his wife on board. On June 27, members of No. 34 Squadron were subject to routine testing for prohibited substances after Jeanette said she smelled something.
Yeah, well, Jeanette's got a pretty sharp nose, mate.
I know, mate.
She smelled a winner all those years
anyway,
ago when everyone thought it was just dog turd on the shoe.
See, one of the things on Mark Latham's interview last night, was so full on. He says, I can't remember who said it to him. It might have been a journo. Said to him, gave him a bit of advice when he lost the election. Said, you've got nothing to worry about. You've won. You go home with your wife, Janine. John Howard, the winner, goes home with Jeanette.
Exactly. How can you lose?
And they really got into it on Denton. And really, I thought, oh, God.
Oh, well. What can you do?
Savage. Anyway, that's a bit of interesting drug news. Most of that was true. Drug manufacturers deny claims they're putting profits before health with their new marketing technique.
As if they would.
No chance of that.
No chance, mate.
No
chance of that.
Bob Brown had a stinging attack on Peter Garrett this week, saying he's fully sold out and the Labor Party has stitched him up. Walls are being built around him very rapidly, and that's not my quote. I'm very worried about Labor's ability to straitjacket great talent.
Yeah, well, we haven't heard a word from Peter since he actually became an ALP member, have we? He certainly kowtowed to the team.
Yeah.
He's a team player.
Yeah.
And I think the Christians and the ALP have got a hold of Peter and basically hobbled him.
I think he's power mad. That's what I reckon. He's into the power and he's dreaming of being Prime Minister.
Like Mark was.
Well, he's very happy. He's probably giving Mark the stuff to say.
He's probably
writing the books for Mark.
He's probably giving Mark the stuff to really aggravate
giving
his
pancreas. Giving him the
yardie,
mate. He's giving feeding him the hodge. Hodgey, baby.
So we can blame it all on
now
Peter.
Now it's making sense.
Now it all comes clear.
Place.
Yeah, that's where it started.
Did he mention Garrett?
No, not once.
He never mentioned him once.
Not once, no.
Critical clue.
Yeah, critical clue.
Jury sway.
Keep your eye on Peter Garrett.
My
Obviously
God,
the dark
no, he's
horse.
Clearly going to take
the
over.
The ball... the dark horse coming up from behind with that strange gangly gait that he's got.
Yes, the old shaven-headed dealer. Drug gangs are gutting suburban houses and building massive rural sheds to grow their marijuana as the hide-and-seek battle with police continues. This is the Sunday Mail. They don't dramatise anything.
No, that's dead.
Improved aerial surveillance has forced growers to abandon massive outdoor crops and move indoors where they are being using sophisticated hydro. These guys are getting with it, aren't they?
Mm.
Police say gangs are spending hundreds of thousands on properties. This is Gold Coast. Gold Coast. We're having a backyard blitz, said the burly CIB chief. The move from outdoor to indoor hasn't paid dividends because of the vigilance of the community, and we're thankful for that. On Monday, we found 3 kilos of dried cannabis and 100 plants growing in a gutted, burly house.
Obviously dobbed in by their pissed-off neighbours because they had a hydro set up too.
Mm-hmm. Hydro cannabis can be grown all year round and produces a higher yield of heads or buds, they call it. My word, they're with it, those people.
Heads or buds. Which one? So which one does it produce, heads or buds?
They're not sure. They're going to get back to us if it's heads or buds.
Okay, we'll be back to you just after this.
Hey, man, have you seen that cat I'm looking for?
Sure, he's around, man, but I stay clear of that mother.
Hi, my name's Skag. I'm bad, and I'm the latest on the street. I'll thrill you, then I'll kill you, because my highs are bittersweet. Started out in China, now my reach is far and wide. And once I'm underneath your skin, in no place you can hide. Yeah, I'm the power of the hour, and I'm here to take my toll. I shake you, take you, break your heart, and steal your very soul. My name is Skag, and I'm bad. Come on, fly me, man, I'm hot. Your sights are right on top. Squeeze the trigger, take a shot. Know me well, 'cause hell and heaven is my game. If you play me, you must pay for my paradise and pain. But once you let me in, then we begin towards your end. I'm the devil's own disciple. Won't you take me as a friend? You can be the passion and the stash that's going round. My name is Skag and I'm bad. I'm right here in your hometown. I'm silence and tranquility, just like my agent said. I slide into your blood and have a party in your head. And then you're dead. Dead, brother.
What are cod pasters, blaggers and streakers and mouse fondlers doing on MFM, Bob?
No, Jack. You've got it all wrong, laddie.
Oh, so they're not just taxis for viruses, then?
No, mate. Podcasters, bloggers and streamers and so on are all just non-local participants in our community camel rides here in Nimbin. And, as far as I know, no rodent molesting occurs either.
Oh, well, I guess so. So long as they behave themselves and the old girl. They don't weigh much, do they? Invisible hand mob and all. Could be heavy. Oh, well. Fame escapes us. Infamy will do.
Right, you are, mate. Podcasting doses of infamous and infamous programming available right now. Free downloads on http://nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com.
That's with an I and a Y, good folks. Go on, step inside. You'll blow your minds.
There you go.
What's this Libsyn bit?
Libsyn.
Lib. Libsyn.
Libsyn, don't you understand?
Sinning's out, mate.
Libsyn. It stands for Liberated Syndication.
It means
anybody who wants to can put anything they want to onto a...
Oh, so it's free. Why don't they say free?
I'm just demolishing a CD case just there and there. Well, You can post your pods, podcast. You can stick up these, what they call pods.
Is it legal to talk like this?
No. It's totally illegal to talk like anything anymore in this day and age in Australian society. In fact, that's a good question. If,
hey,
you, can, if you can phone up on 66 890 279, if you can phone up and you can tell me, I mean, this is if you want the prize,
I'm
of course.
Yawning.
I know you are. The prize is, by the way, as I said, it's a family.
Punishment or the prize?
It's a family pass.
Let me just.
Punishment or the prize. Let me just give you a little rave first. What we're looking at is we're a play next Thursday night, okay? It's particularly great, apparently, for the 8 to 12-year-old bracket. It's really
school holidays.
It's just at the beginning
of...
It's
not
next Thursday night. It's at, like, the beginning of them all. The school holidays kick off on Friday, don't they?
Probably.
Yeah, so it's Thursday night. It's at the Star Court Theatre.
Yeah.
Okay, it's in Lismore there.
Yeah.
And it's called The Prospectors. It's a play aimed at families. It's really good for families, apparently. Good sort of interesting, fun.
Hot.
Yeah, hang on. I haven't given a question yet. I'll just give a bit of a rave about the play. The Prospectors is a delightfully poignant story of two miners, one an experienced American called Stan, the other a new chum Australian prospector called Frank. Set in the mid-19th century, this play is about life on the goldfields during the Eureka Stockade. It explores not only an important time in Australian history, but also the courage it takes to follow one's heart, even if it means going against the grain of your mates. An action-packed performance using humour, song and dance. Many will remember the facts, but most will remember the fun, is one of the critics' things.
Okay, the phone still hasn't rung.
Because they haven't given them a question. Ideal for young people from 8 to 12 years old and young families. Okay, this is next Thursday night, September the 22nd at 7 p.m. if you're interested in winning a family ticket for yourself, your hubby and all your kids to go along to the Star Court and see The Prospectors, it's called, written by Alana Valentine.
How do you spell Alana?
A-L-A-N-A.
Ah, yes.
Okay, Alana Valentine. It's brought to you by Monkey Bar, the company that created such gems as the Bugalug Bum Thief, etc.
It's got icicles growing on it.
I know it has, because I haven't given them the question.
Yeah, here's the question.
Look, I had the question.
Here's the question. A marijuana protest was cancelled this week when the main organiser got a job. This is out of Spike.
Okay.
I lost it last week. Cancelled when the main organiser got a job. Sydney's annual medical cannabis picnic is usually a chance for people who use medical cannabis to get together with their supporters in the domain and call for a start to medical cannabis trials, which were promised by the state government in 2003. A lack of interest among participants meant the plan ran out of puff. I'm feeling a lot better and now I've got a job, medicinal cannabis advocate Justin Brash told Spike. Brash puts his greatly improved health down to his passion for pot. Believe it or not, a last-minute plan to bring a busload of supporters from Nimbin to kickstart the event was foiled when they decided they did not have the energy to organise it. There you go. Here's the question. When did they decide they didn't have the energy to organise it?
Is that not hours, minutes, days?
Sensible answer.
When did who decide?
When did the supporters from Nimbin decide that they did not have the energy to organise a trip down to Sydney?
For medical cannabis?
Yeah. You didn't listen to much of it, did you?
I listened to all of it. I just couldn't make sense much of when
question.
It was supposed to be and when were we going to support it and how. I had a far more succinct question.
It was on the first day of when Parliament goes back.
We'll run a bit of a song.
Here's that story about the man who got the heroin in his shoes. We did that once.
Can we come back to that one?
No.
I want to go right now.
Tons of news.
I know.
Mate.
I know you've
got
too
weeks.
Much. You've finally come good on me.
This morning, but I didn't wake till the afternoon because I slept in late. With a great mental state and a date with destiny, I rolled down the block without a cop or even stressing me, let alone arresting me or giving me a ticket. It's coming in the summer and the weather's fucking wicked, so I figured I'd be hitting the beach, looking skinny, dipping titties, and get something to